Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Luilei Nishmas Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we will close out Masechta Mikvos with the last Mishnah in Perek Yud Mishnah Ches, and then we'll begin Masechta Nida, which is our very next Masechta Aleph Aleph. The Mishnah begins, and I can't make up these cases. They're unfortunately, for better or for worse, sometimes one of the more funky cases that comes up in our study of Mishnahs. Ocho uchlim tameim, mishasam ashkim tameim, tavo v'ikiyam, tameim, neshem tahor baguf. Let's say somebody eats something that is tamei, food that's tamei, or mashke, other than water that is tamei, and it's sitting inside his belly. And then he vomits them up. So obviously the food did not become tahor while it was inside of him. It doesn't have that situation of hashaka because it's not water to water. And so they didn't become purified in his body. And so therefore, by definition, they continue their tumah status. However, shasamayim tumeim tavo v'ikiyam tahorim v'meishim tahorim baguf. If a person drinks water that is tameh, right, and then he went to the mikvah, and then he vomits it up, the tameh water inside his body, touched the, so to speak, the water outside his body, and he's going to become tahor, because the tevilah of a person can create tahara inside his body. Bila tabas tahora, what happens if he swallowed a ring that's tahor, and nechnas lo hameis, and then he goes into a tent which contains a corpse, right? So in such a situation, the ring that he swallowed, that ring that he swallowed is going to be protected by his body. He's a vishan of a tavo v'kia, rei kamo shaisa. And then he went through the entire process, and then he has the ring come up through vomiting. So in such a situation, the ring's going to continue to be tar, because it didn't become tamei to begin with. But bala tabas tameya, if he swallowed a ring that was tamei, and tova v'ochel betruma, and he can continue to go to the mikveh, he can eat truma. The only thing is, if he vomits up the tamei ring, tamei, the ring is going to be tamei. It never had a chance to become tahor, and vitimatu, and it's going to be able to make him tamei in the process. Why is that? In the process of coming back up and coming out, it's going to make him tamei. Chetchu tachu ba'adam. Similarly, when you have an arrow or some sort of splinter that is stuck into a person, right? So bismanchu nira, if you have this situation where there's a protrusion above the skin, and so it's visible when you look at it to the side. So then Chotzeitz, it's going to intervene. Shulchan Aruch points out, the Bach Nirodeus and the Shach Nirodea both point out that when it's flush with the surface of the skin, it's also assumed to be visible. And therefore, it's going to create a chatzitza, and therefore, it's going to have to be removed before tefillah. Right? But v'meino nira, but if it's not visible, because it's so far in underneath the surface of the skin, so tovel, he can go to the mikveh. He doesn't have to take the arrow out before he goes to tefillah, since it's below the surface. It's free from the outer surface of the skin, right? The ochel b'trumah, so, and he's going to be able to eat truma within the process. So salak mesachta mikvos. With that, we close out mesachta mikvos and begin our study of mesachta nida. And in order to begin our discussion of Masechta Nida, it would be wise for us to understand that when a woman experiences a Nida flow, so she is going to be able to be Tamei. And not only that, anything she's working with, she has conveyed the ability to make those things Tamei as well. So Shammai Omer, Shammai begins our discussion by stating, Kol Anashin Dayan Chaitan, all women, when they discover a discharge of blood, so at the time that they discover it, that's when they become tamei. But anything earlier than that is not going to be make them tamei. Hillel Omer, Hillel says, what are you talking about? Mipikida lepikida, going all the way back to the last time she examined, everything's going to be tamei, because between examinations, we assume that anything that's there could have been happening from the minute after she was done. Avafili Yamim Harbe could wind up ruining all taros that she was involved in from that point and onward. Bachachamim Omrim, so the Chachamim come along and they say, Loka de Breza, but Loka de Breza. They say, not like this one, not like that one. Elame Eis Lais, it's about a 24-hour period. Mima'ata Sayyidei, Mipikida Lipkida, Mipikida Lipkida, Mima'ata Sayyidei, Me'eis Lais. Right? They say, not like this, not like this. We assume that it's a 24-hour period, which gets truncated by an examination that was done within the 24-hour period. or we go from examination to examination, and it gets truncated by a 24-hour period. In other words, a woman who does an examination more than 24 hours ago, but she discovers she's in Nida now, it's only things within the last 24 hours that are going to be Tamei. But if she did a examination 4 hours ago, right, and she discovered she was a Nida now, so anything, only the things that she did from the last 4 hours, not the last 24 hours, only those things are going to be considered Tamei. When a woman has a fixed period, so then the time is good for her. In other words, what does that mean? We don't worry that she had her period too early. We have a principle called Oreach Bizmano Ba, that the guest tends to come at the right time. Well, in this case, we assume that because she has what we call a Veset Kavua, set cycle, that's going to be good enough. And a woman who examines herself when she engages in marital relations, so that's like an examination. It's going to answer questions. Okay, we will stop here. And Be'ezras Hashem, we'll explain this whole concept as we continue with Masechta Nida tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.